This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, did anything sound more like the song of the summer than that, Baby Sean? I can't believe you missed that when I predicted that early on.
I'm so right. That's the second time I've ever heard it.
Thank you, Courtney. Yeah.
You guys are not listening to, you're not streaming the right platforms.
There's no juice to that song.
What's a lot of juice.
For a summer song, there's zero juice.
That thing has juice written
on it. Bottle rockets in the sky.
Yeah.
Barefoot's in the sand.
Bottle rockets in the sky. John has a real problem with you. I don't know if you want to end the show on that note or not.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay. John is from Rhode Island. Hello, John.
How we doing?
What's up?
I just caught me. You know, I do love the show, but of all people, he has the least leg to stand on and salt at everybody from the fantasy world. I'm in one of the greatest fantasy leagues in New England, and we have wonderful members in our league, all distinguished gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be a fantasy football member than a Swiftie. Mm-hmm. And she's a grown woman. She should be ashamed of herself to be calling herself a Swiftie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend. My husband also in a fantasy league, so I respect you. Yeah. I just think that you spend too much time on it. That's all.
No, we don't spend too much time on it.
Okay.
We do not, but that's okay. I appreciate that.
How many hours, John, how many hours a week would you say it eats up?
I mean, I work a lot myself, so I have to make time for my fantasy. I try to get it in early Sunday morning before kickoff. That's like my best time, Sunday morning. Yeah. And Wednesday morning on the waiver wire. Mm.
I would argue we don't spend enough time on fantasy.
Mm. Okay.
And that is the loser part.
Right. Nope.
I expect big things from you in the WEEI Jones and Keefe League, Sean.
Yeah, podium finisher, it's not worth it.
Represent
Richard,
us well.
Richard, get on that microphone in there, please. I want to know what you thought of Shime's. Good morning. Hello, Rich Keefe. How are you? What did you make of Shime's draft last night?
Shime did, I think, pretty well. Okay. I think he put in a good performance. He normally does. I'll be honest. He had the 11th pick, Derrick Henry. Wiggy. It's good. It's a good pick.
I like the Derrick
Henry.
That's
going to be a monster. So, yeah, no, Shime's always a tough out.
What was your first pick?
Well, I had the number one pick, thanks to Jeff Cirillo, so I went Jamar Chase.
Yeah. Okay.
Jamar Chase. I feel good about that. The rest of the team, maybe not so much, but I like the first pick. I feel good.
First pick is good.
Yeah.
There's a good one right
there.
We're putting out, Shime's got to represent us well in the radio station.
He sure does. You guys hear about Stiz and Ted co-owning a team?
That was going to be my question. Who approved that?
They did.
Oh.
No, that's what they wanted. Oh, we were trying to crunch the numbers, trying to figure out, and I was like, Stiz, do you want to do it? And he's like, well, he hasn't really done fantasy football. And he's like, I'll co-own with Ted. And Ted said, yeah, let's do that. And so he was on the phone with them all night breaking down these picks.
Huh. As a current and guy who plays fantasy football a lot, how does that generally work as co-owners? I feel like there could be some bumping of the heads.
I think it's going to be a lot of drama through the season. Okay. I've never co-owned a team. I think maybe going back to when I was like 10 with my dad. It's been a while.
I kind of like that there could be some drama, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Who is the commish of the league?
I am the commissioner.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Everything goes through me. Yes. Yeah.
I understand that.
So we're waiting on what the...
Do you guys have any ideas? We're open to ideas. We have all season to figure this out. But a reward for the winner as well as a punishment for the loser.
Don't do it if you don't have a great punishment.
We're going to start it. The season starts next week, so we got to start. But do you have any ideas? I'm open to ideas.
My favorite is watching a man go out to a very nice steak dinner with a teddy bear.
Oh, bring a teddy bear as a date. Nice.
But that's the date.
Why would you do one that's been done before?
Yeah, it's been done.
Well, because sometimes if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
A buddy of mine, and this is not appropriate, but a buddy of mine, their league punishment was you had to buy floor-side seats to a WNBA game and you couldn't drink. Oh, you had to sit front row for the whole game with no beers.
Kind of sexist.
What I said, Courtney. I was like, this is ridiculous that you guys would do this.
I've done this one. How about they have to go on a two-hour drive with Chris Curtis?
I was going to say they have to host the Saturday show with Curtis. That's punishment. What the loser gets.
I like the cover yourself in the number one condiment in America, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
And then with a sign, walk around downtown Boston, and the sign could say, you know what? I don't know, whatever you guys
I suck at fantasy.
I don't like those ones. The ones that have the signs with them, it's like, it's not really a punishment. Everybody's just laughing along with you, not laughing at you.
Got it.
You know?
What if we had somebody, the loser has to wear a dunce cap and come on Jones and Keefe and recite a poem that they created in honor of them losing?
No. No, we're not doing that.
Oh, one better.
There's the old waffle hours, but every waffle you eat knocks an hour off the time.
Love that.
Yes. That's not bad.
Here's this, because the tea's always crappy. The loser has to wear adult diapers and get on the tee and go up and down the tee all day long.
Tinkling and pooping in their diaper?
No, they don't have to actually.
They don't have to go, Courtney. No,
they
wear it.
But they're just wearing the diaper.
But
that's
you can
it.
Use the restroom if
no
you want.
No shirt, nothing, just
like
your shoes.
Like an adult baby?
Yeah, like you're just like riding the tee all day long.
You got to get more. Like, what about
like a furry convention?
Loser has to spend a day at Alligator Alcatraz.
Send them out there? Yeah. You have to live stream yourself at Alligator Alcatraz.
All right.
That could work.
Well, at least you didn't get any cooties because you didn't allow any women in your league. So.
Yeah, thank God. That's good. That's kept good. Them out.
Cooties.
The all men's league. Thank you very much.
All right. What are you guys doing today?
We have a whole bunch of stuff. Excited about the matchup tonight. Skeens Toley is as good as it gets. So right. I'm really looking forward. Red Sox obviously are on a roll.
Was it the great Clay Buchholz, his second outing?
The no-no?
Through a no-no.
Might have been.
I believe.
Yeah, because he was wearing like a number in the 60s, wasn't
correct.
He, when he threw the no-hitter? Like, so that's what you're – oh, wow.
Greg's the baseball guy.
I am.
Pull right there.
I mean, I don't talk a lot about it on the show, and
how
I like
the
flex.
That?
But I'm
does he have a cool nickname?
Peyton Toley? Well, yeah. Lou's trying to call him the piglet because he calls Crochet the pig, so he's trying to call him the piglet.
Great,
I think that'll work.
All right. That's great.
And also Milton Williams. Yeah. Speaking of big hosses, Milton Williams will join us today from the Patriots. Yeah.
Okay.
Hoss of the week?
Yeah, he could be. Right. Actually, no. You know who our Hoss of the Week is? This guy, Zach Maxwell. Mm-hmm. He's a reliever for the Reds.
I heard you
6'6", 275, and his nickname is Big Sugar.
I love that nickname. I'm still trying to figure out where the password came from.
Because, his first name looks like just a bunch of letters. So you know when they like try to give you a password? Like, this is a super strong password. It's just a bunch of letters. That's why they call him that.
I love the password. Yeah. Big All Sugar. Right.
Well, have a great show, and then great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Has me all up in my feels because summer's over.
I know.
Suck it up, Big Sugar.
I haven't called that before on an online website.
What?
All right, we got to go. But Joseph Kiefer next. Talk to you Tuesday. Now the time has come
for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.